obviously you're bitterly disappointed. What did you make of the evening?
I think maybe it was one of the best performances today. I think we had a very good start in the game. We had some good chances already in the first 10-15 minutes. Yes, and we did a big mistake by the first goal of Midtjylland. Jay lost the ball on a place on the pitch where you can't lose that ball. And one chance, one goal. And I think we did everything second half with some half chances. They are defending well, physically strong. They did the same job as last week. And I think unlucky. Maybe it's not the right word, unlucky, about the two referees. Mm. Because last week we scored, in my opinion, a good goal, a good header of Stephen Kolker. And if you watch the clip of the free kick of Prouncey, it's a penalty. And you have to see that as a referee, because that makes a big influence in the final result.
You've not managed to score in open play against them because of various reasons. That must worry you, because you can't get that front three working like they were last season.
Yeah, that's difficult. There was not a lot of space, and congrats to them, because they had a strong defensive organisation. It was not easy to create, but I think we did everything in the second half. The work rate of the players was enough to change the final result, but something you need something more.
When you brought Tadic on, it freed things up a bit on that side. Do you wish, easy to say in hindsight, we'll say in England, but do you wish you'd started with 4-3-3 like you normally play anyway here tonight?
No, okay. The decision already was made after the draw against Watford. Only decision was in the midfield and how to play in front. And we know if we need to change the system, we know it. But okay, I think it was a good time to change it. But if I have to plan the game, what I did, I will do the same.
You obviously worked so hard last season, there's so much success to get here. Is that the most annoying bit for you, is that you wanted to do well in Europe and it just hasn't happened?
Yeah, everybody deserved European football about last season, what we did, and the challenge what we had. But okay, it wasn't enough in the two games, and we have to learn about it, and hopefully we get a second chance.
A lot of people will be saying, well, why didn't you play Sadio Mane? But you shouldn't be a team that relies on him anyway. There's enough quality there to do it without him. And I imagine he's not 100% fit? Or?
No. He wasn't 100% fit. He wasn't fit to start the game. Maybe for 10-15 minutes, but in my opinion, the risk was too high to take that risk of today, because you are just in the start of the season. And there was no space. And of course, normally, it's a player who can make the difference, but if he is 100%, he wasn't today.
I know it's not been a great night, but I must ask you if the Wanyama thing has been a distraction for everything or affected the camp in any way.
Yes, but a little bit the whole situation, not only the case of Victor, maybe the rumours about Sadio. Maybe all together it was difficult. The difference compared to last season was that we, in that difficult period, the transfer window period, we played three times. And this was the seventh game what we have to play. And it's a new situation of the players to play already after the short pre-season about the points, about the European League. But it's a good lesson that we have to take and have to learn of it.
So many people saying so many things. What's the truth about Victor Wanyama? Has he told you he's unhappy? Does he want to leave the club?
No, but we have always, till last week, there wasn't any news about the situation of Victor. I don't know what happened, because we didn't have the time, because it was time to talk to Victor about it. And he was ill and he stayed home, and we will see what happened the next few days.
Just finally, how big is Sunday now? Because you will not want to go into the international break in a bad way. You want 3 points massive, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, always after a bad result, you need a win. And of course, about the 2 points, we need a win. we will get again the support of the fans, and we have to show what we can, and that we can win against Norwich, and then makes everything a little bit more easier.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.